We could always do like we were talking about before, put 100 watts into something that switches and then use the Hermes as a receive for that filtration. Then we could look across the band and see what's going on.
Yeah, I still have that information on that antenna switch, SDR switch, that it's a real high-end device. It has very, very little loss. It comes, they build them in the UK. I just haven't figured out which one I want. But that would be the bomb. You could use it with the Elenco or any other rig, you know. It would allow us to use the Hermes, like, as you said, for receive and to see what's on the fan with the pantograph.
So, filters. That filtration on that Hermes is incredible.
Yeah, you know what? That makes more sense to me than buying a linear. It's just buy that switch. And I want a decent one. I don't want one that's got a lot of loss. You know, some of the ones that you see, they're very lossy, if I've read correctly. But the one that's there, it's SDRSwitch.com, I think, is the website. It comes out of the UK. That one's supposed to be very, very low loss. You can read up on it there, and they'll show you all the certs and stuff. But, yeah, it might make more sense, because that's probably well less than half the cost of a small amplifier, and it'll allow us to have the 100 watts and use the Hermes. So, and you know, and then when we get around to building a power amplifier that's just dedicated to maybe the Hermes, then we could just, you know, do that instead of compromising.
Either somebody's battery's running out or we've timed out the repeater. All right, Phil, I'm going to cut you loose. I'll talk to you sooner than later. I got to wrap this house up for the night and get up bright and early morning and do it again. 7-3, this is KB8OOE.
All right, Mike. Catch you later. KB8OOE, KEHEK clear, 7-3.